Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. And this parable is the parable of the talents, which many of you have probably heard before. This parable comes toward the end of Jesus' ministry. So that's sort of where we are in the arc of Jesus' life and ministry. And I want you to hear it and listen for the word of God, and listen to who are the characters, what things are going on in this parable, and then we'll unpack those things in the sermon. For it is as if a man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Now the one who had received 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. And his master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one with 2 talents came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. And his master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went, and I hid your talent in the ground. Here, you can now have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers. And on my return, I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This is the word of the Lord.